You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And by the way, quick note for everyone who's on hold. If we get a winner, I know you're tempted to just hang up, but don't. Because we will still want to just at least talk with you, even if you don't play the game.
Yeah, talk to me. You guys never get the chance. Talk to me.
You're sounding... Jen, Josh is sounding very needy today, don't you think?
Yes, and I was really scared that Patrick was going to win.
Oh, well, it was kind of a medium. I don't know if it was real difficult. It definitely wasn't easy. It was kind of like a medium difficulty.
Yeah. Happy medium.
Well, I sat here and all I could think of was John Cougar Mellencamp and my brain froze.
My God, how old are you?
44.
Oh, that's good. That's
John Cougar Mellencamp. That's funny.
That's all I could think of.
That is funny. What do you do for a living, Jen?
I moved here almost a year ago and was taking care of someone, blah, blah, blah. And I'm finally going to go start teaching soon.
Oh, you're going to go teaching. Moved here from where?
Where? I teach English. I like that you did that. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ooh.
From Vegas, huh?
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, people think I'm crazy.
Much cooler temperatures here.
Oh, I know. This summer was amazing.
That's the thing about Vegas. I mean, I have been to Vegas when at midnight, you know, they had the little signs. You know, obviously, there's neon signs everywhere. And I remember walking down the strip at midnight, and the sign read 102 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it does not cool down at night.
Ugh.
And I lived there 18 years, so I'm
over it. Oh, man, oh, man.
18
well,
years.
Well, I got to say, I mean... I don't want to knock. I don't know if Vegas is like considered your hometown now or not, but I'm not the biggest Vegas fan. I think it's overrated, personally.
Well, I never went down to the Strip. That was like once in a blue moon. Like we had lives way away from the Strip, like normal regular lives.
Yeah, I mean, you get outside of the Strip and it looks like Highlands Ranch. I mean, it's really not that different. So
yeah, exactly. It's just melting your skin off.
Right, exactly. good for you. Well, good luck with your teaching. I hope that goes well for you.
Thank you.
Okay. 10 seconds. You know how this game works, right?
I do.
Jen, 10 seconds. We need 5 different things that have holes. 5 things that have holes in them. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Swiss cheese. Maybe the moon, a tennis racket, a wiffle ball, I think, and socks.
What was the second one? Something about the moon?
Well, the moon might have holes. It looks like it does.
It's got craters, but is that a hole?
I don't think so. Okay.
She's talking herself out.
You're calling yourself out. She's even saying, I don't think I got it.
But wait, it might have holes. We don't know.
Are you saying we haven't been there?
No. Maybe we haven't been on every inch of it.
Could be holes. You had 5 if it wasn't for the moon, and now we've got to really ponder this, whether the moon has... Now, wait a minute. I'm about to save your bacon, Jen.
Okay.
Because I just pondered this. So everyone else who's on hold, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. But I think Jen might have gotten it, and here's why. If you go outside, like we tend to think of a hole as going all, like a donut has a hole, it goes all the way through, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if you take a shovel and you go out in your backyard, you dig a hole, right? You're not digging it all the way through the planet Earth.
That's correct.
Right?
You're right.
Yeah.
So you can dig a hole. So on the moon, there are nothing said the hole has to go all the way through.
No.
And those meteors that slam into the moon and the meteorites, they are those impact craters are holes in the surface of the moon.
They're technically, well, think about this, Dom. What's a pothole? A pothole does not go all the way through.
Doesn't go all the way through.
You're right.
You don't go in a pothole over on Kipling and then pop out in the Indian Ocean somewhere.
See, my subconscious knew what it was talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I gotta say, Jen's a winner! The Vegas girl wins. And after all that preaching, me telling people to hold on, half of them just hung up.
Oh.
Do you feel sad for me, Jen?
I do. And I feel sad for the people that didn't get to win.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, those losers didn't get to win.
No, I have a teacher heart. I feel bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
What, what are you going to be teaching? Kelly held on. We're going to talk to Kelly here in a moment. She's the only cool one in the whole group. Jen, what do you teach?
I've always taught English and mostly in middle school. So, and drama. And I like drama, putting on plays. Mostly Shakespeare.
Mm. First play I ever did was Shakespeare. And I got to tell you, that's a tough way to start, man.
It's fun, though. I did a lot of fake blood and action scenes. I do the tragedies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Gotcha.
The kids
yeah.
get to die. And,
oh, yeah.
The kids
yeah.
get to die.
My God, Jen.
Characters.
Yeah, 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 of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a lot of drama when I was young. The first play I was ever in was Twelfth Night. I played the part of Valentine, and...
Oh!
Yeah, I know. What could have been? My career in Hollywood, Jen. It could have been.
I know!
Listen.
Go do it. Live your dream.
I'm living my dream now. This is my dream. I'm very happy. Jen, you couldn't be more delightful. If you'll hold on, we'll come back in a few moments to tell you about that prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Do our best. What do you do for a living?
I work for a church doing facilities, Flatirons Community Church.
Oh, I've heard of that church. That's awesome.
What do you mean when you do the facilities? What does that mean?
I clean the buildings and make sure doors are locked and unlocked. And
I like it.
You know, just make sure the building looks good for people coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll be working with the heating and the cooling and all that jazz.
Is that the dream?
No man on the totem pole. Possibly, yes.
Hmm.
I love the environment. Are you there?
Yeah, but I'm trying to piece together what you just said. So you want to work with the heating and the cooling and you love the environment.
Well, you get a lot of grace when you work in ministry, so mistakes aren't as catastrophic as the corporate world. And then that means, like, operations of the building, not necessarily cleaning the toilets and vacuuming the floor.
I get what you're saying.
Now I get you. So the environment you're talking about is not like environment with plants and animals and stuff like that. You were talking about the environment within the structure of the church.
There you go, Dom.
I was about to ask you how any of that has to do with the trees and the plants and the leaves.
I didn't want to say anything right away. I wanted to process what you were saying.
I'm right there with you.
Well, that quiet pause, right? You were processing.
Yeah, I was being introspective about what you had just said.
And you always are.
Think things through. You know, I process on this show, which doesn't sit well with my partners all the time because they want, you know, snap, snap, snap all the time. And I'm like, hold on. I want to think this through because there's probably some angle that we haven't considered.
Well, I don't remember the last time Jer's ever thought through something, so.
Right! He's a blurter!
To your gang. I was like, I'm
that's exactly right. That's why we work well together.
There's
he blurts and I
that.
Process.
Yeah.
Jeremy would have got me, but Josh would have
No, I wouldn't go that way. Far. Jeremy wouldn't have gotten you. He would have just told a ridiculous joke about the environment. That's what he would have done.
Cleaning.
He would have been able to get past you cleaning the church. He probably would have asked, you know, kind of like what I was thinking. Are there a bunch of slobs at the church? Are there?
Well, it's surprising, yes. I mean, it's funny. You think you'd respect the environment more, but that's not always the case.
Yeah, makes sense.
Who do you think is the biggest slob there?
The women.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Well.
Oh, my goodness.
So let me tell a story.
You've never been inside of a women's restroom in a bar?
Yeah, so there's the story, Kelly. At our down the hall from our studio, okay, we have men's room and ladies' room here at Slapshot Broadcasting.
Right.
And the people who have been in both say it is night and day. As messy as the men are around the urinals, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The women's restroom, they say, is foul.
It's true. It's weird. It's so
what do you
true.
Think that is?
I think it's the opposite.
Why do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Well, now you're going to pull a Dom, process it for a moment. Think about it. Why do you think women in their restrooms are a little bit more foul than men's rooms? Why?
Maybe because they have to do it all the time at home? And so they think someone else is going to come in behind them, where you guys are always on point because the women are at home going in behind you.
That's fair.
Or mom's on your ass.
All I know is I grew up with two sisters, and every single time that they left any kind of bathroom in our house, it was a mess afterwards. Whether it was with makeup or whatever they do in there, I was always like, what are you guys doing? The hair dryer, the curling iron, all that hair everywhere. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, and to be fair, all right, this is coming from women. So the women that I have talked to who have both a son and a daughter, they 100% of the time say the daughter is always the more filthy of the two. And like you said, Kelly, the stereotype we have in our minds is that teenage boys are foul, and well, they are foul in their own way. But the teenage girls, it's like Armageddon in the bathroom.
Exactly, night and day. Well, there may be more stuff too.
That's true.
Trashback parents. They just like that. If I left it out, he got home from work and all my stuff was out, he'd get a black trash bag and put it in the trash bag, and I wouldn't have it the next day.
Oh my gosh.
How long did it take you to learn to put your stuff up?
High school without a curling iron?
Oh no. Oh, it doesn't matter. You're naturally beautiful anyway. You stunned everyone the minute you walked in, Kelly, and you know it.
I have finally figured that out at 44.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. That's all right.
There you go.
Let me ask you something else about working at the church. What do you think about you getting up there and doing a sermon sometime?
OMG. No way, Jose.
That's the idea. Maybe yes, it is. It's all about G. Yes. You don't think you could do that?
No, it is.
You obviously have a way with words. You're very comfortable speaking. You're talking in front of a couple of million people right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still on the radio?
I hope so. Oh, my gosh.
I hope we're not off the air.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Let me ask you this really quick, because, you know, I'm not saying you get stage fright or anything like that, but if you had, is it a sin to picture everyone in their underwear if you're in front of a
that
church?
That old thing? No.
Absolutely not. You can always ask for forgiveness.
Oh, there you go. Yes, there you
go. Right. Yeah. I think you should volunteer one time. Like, how many days a week are there, like, sermons given at that church?
Sundays.
Just Sundays only? They don't have like Wednesday night or anything like that?
Well, we have groups.
Okay,
well,
why don't you start and
speak in front of a group there and work your way up so that some Sunday morning you're up there pounding that, you know, podium.
Pounding the pulpit.
Pounding the pulpit.
Are you challenging me, Dom? Are you challenging me?
You darn right I am, Kelly. I want you to do it because I find you charming. And I think the people in, you know, your congregation would get off on having you do a sermon.
Oh, you're giving me chills.
I want you to do it.
Yeah.
I want to do it sometime.
Well, you check us out and you come see us. And then we can figure out a way.
All right. Have you had fun today?
Oh my gosh, so much.
We've had fun talking to you.
Because I'm on my drive. I'm on my way up to Genesee, and I didn't want to lose you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
Well, listen, we had such a blast talking with you, Kelly. You drive carefully.
Thank you for talking to me.
You bet. Have a fun day.
Yeah, you guys too. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye. This is why we ask people to just stay on the line and chat.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun.
I enjoyed talking with Kelly.
Yeah.
And I want her to preach someday, don't you?
She had a way with words. She was very well spoken.
Really, and she was quick-witted. That's what I liked about her.
Mm-hmm. Think on the feet.
Anyway, another edition of Rattle Off with your boys in the morning.